For results, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord, preaching for results. Amen. Preaching really, by definition, to bring the glad tidings, to announce fully, to proclaim. And I would have you to note that preaching is not necessarily great oration. Amen. Hear me now. Amen. We sometimes get caught up in the oratorical skills of a speaker and we fail to hear the message that the speaker is preaching. Go ahead and preach, Pastor. Amen. Too oft times we get caught up in entertainment. Amen. We want to be entertained. Amen. But preaching is not entertainment. Amen. Preaching is bringing to you the Word of God. Preaching is not necessarily clever and eloquent speech. Amen. I want you to know that there is a danger in convincing people to become Christians by the use of clever rhetoric. Listen to me. Amen. What will happen, it will result in false conversions. Amen. Emotionally, you get caught up in it, but you're really... your mind and your spirit has not really believed or accepted. Listen to what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2 and 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Amen. What we want is to ensure that we are, as Brother Paul says in chapter 2, verse 1, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." The basis of our preaching is Jesus Christ and him crucified. Amen. If Christ be not risen from the dead, we are of all men most miserable. But thanks be to God that he is risen and he has become the first fruits of them that slept. Hallelujah. Preachers know the message of the cross is foolishness. The Amplified says it's absurd and illogical to those who are perishing and are spiritually dead. And the reason they are perishing and it is that they are spiritually dead is because they reject it. And so every preacher who preaches the gospel knows that not everybody's going to receive what you say. Amen. There are those that will say amen and hallelujah and their mind is thinking about lubies. What are they serving now? Amen. But we want you to know that God is. And God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When we present him, we present the Savior of this world. Amen. We have to know, we who are being saved, amen, by God's grace, we know it is the manifestation of the power of God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Now, I want you to note that I said, who are being saved? Well, we have been saved from the penalty of sin. We are being saved from the power of sin. And we shall be saved from the presence of sin when we are caught up to be with him. Amen. And so I want you to know you can be saved and you can still blow it. That's why we preach. Amen. That in God's word, there is 1 John 1 and 9. That God is faithful and just. He will forgive us of our sins and he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For you see, Satan is a shrewd adversary. He likes to hold over you when you blow it. See, you say you're a Christian. And you thought that, you said that, you did that. But I want you to know you're not perfect yet. Amen. But we're headed toward perfection. Amen. The more we walk with the Lord, the less we will look like ourselves. Have I got a witness? Amen. Those who are preaching the gospel, they know that there is foolishness in the world's wisdom. Amen. Does not matter though they be scholar, orator, amen. Through all of its earthly wisdom, the world has failed to recognize God. Amen. Isn't it amazing that of all that God has done, the majesty of this creation, and yet folks still don't know him? Amen. Folk have not come to the conclusion that it's in him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our being. Do you not know, my brothers and sisters, if Christ did not will it to be so, you wouldn't be here? But God is a good God. Amen. Worthy to be praised. Amen. For results. Preaching for results. God in his wisdom is well pleased with the straightforward message of salvation that seemed foolish to unbelievers. Amen. The simple fact is that Christ came, born of a virgin, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. The Bible said, and he went about doing good. But when I think about preaching for results, amen, amen, the results that we look for, number one, we look for salvation. Can I go ahead and preach? Can you hear Brother Paul said in Romans 1 and 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. It was given to the Jew first, but it's also to the Greek. Now, I would have you to know that everybody who's not a Jew is considered a Greek. That's all of us, folk. Amen. The gospel has been given to us. How glad I am that I heard the good news that Satan no longer has to reign over me. I wish I had somebody here. Amen. Folk who are down and out believe they got to stay down and out. Amen. I don't have to stay there. I might have been there, but I'm moving from there to somewhere else. Amen. Amen. And so we preach for results, that men's lives will be made better by receiving the gospel of Jesus Christ and getting saved. Now, one of the things that is a detriment to the church is we got folk who are church members, but they've never been born again. Amen, amen, amen. Let me give you an example. I like when y'all look at me and say, prove that. There was a fellow named Simon the Sorcerer. Amen. He hung around the church. He watched all of the things that the church members were able to do. And he thought within himself, that's a pretty good thing. I want some of that. Amen. Amen. The scripture said, and finally he believed. But what he believed was, this is good stuff. Amen. And he offered money for what was already his. The sad part is you got folk that's trying to buy what's yours already. Amen. Amen. We spend a lot of money going to the psychiatrist, the psychologist, to look for peace. And they prescribe to you some medications to calm you down. But if you start thinking about the name of Jesus, there is something in that name that will calm us down. It will allay our fears when we know in whom we have believed. Now, see, some of you looking at me saying, preacher, I don't believe that. Believe it. Amen. Amen. The God that created this universe, if he was able to do it with a spoken word, he can speak to the storms in your life and they have to change. We get all upset. We try to fix it. And the more meds we take, it requires more meds to take. But when we start thinking about the God that we serve, that he loves us with an unconditional love, and he loves us too much to leave us where we are, he will bring us to where he wants us to be. So we preach salvation. And when you're saved, amen, you're saved to the utmost. Amen, amen. You know, some folk believe that they got to come every Sunday and get saved again. Amen. When I got saved, I'm saved.
Amen.
Amen. God is able to keep that that has been committed unto him. Amen. When he took me as a child of his. Amen. I don't have to be born again. I can't get reborn and reborn and reborn. Amen. When I was born again, I am in the arms of Almighty God. Amen. So we preach salvation, but we also preach faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. You want results? Men and women ought to have faith. Amen. Romans 10:17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Know this, my brothers, as we preach, faith is not something we must do in order to earn salvation. If that were true, then faith would be one or more of deeds. Uh-huh. But not of works. Can you hear Paul say, not of works? Because we are not justified by works. Instead, faith is a gift God gives us because he is saving us. Somebody not getting this. I know you got your Bibles. Would you look at Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 8? Amen, amen. Hear what the word says to us. Ephesians 2 and verse number 8. Are you there? For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Amen. God gives you grace, and then he gives you faith. Gives you the understanding of heart that you can know that I can trust him. And I got to tell you, my brothers and sisters, I am trusting my eternity to the fact that there is an empty grave outside of Jerusalem. Amen. My eternity hangs on the fact that Jesus got up out of the grave. Amen. If he did not get up, I blew it. But I'm going to stick with the fact that there is no person in that tomb. When he got up, he walked out with all power. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. When I know for a certainty that, amen, that the wisdom of the world won't save me. Amen. If I trusted in what the world says, I am of all men most miserable. But when I know what Christ has done, I can preach Christ and him crucified. Amen. 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 Don't have to have an oratory that's so flowery. I can simply tell you that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. I can tell you that he died because he loved us. I can tell you that we serve a good God that wants to provide salvation for you. But in addition to salvation, he also wants to provide you with faith. Amen. Because faith is the currency that we use in the kingdom. Oh, somebody not getting that. Amen. You can't operate in the kingdom without faith. Amen. You see, too many of us say, show me and I'll believe. Jesus says, believe and I'll show you. Amen. You want a new life? Come to him. He's able to change you from the inside out. Too many of us, amen, we want to be changed from the outside in. But I want you to know that the God that we serve, amen, he's able to change you from the inside out. Amen, amen, amen. When I understand that grace and faith, I know that they are gifts from God because our salvation and our faith are gifts from him. And because I know that, how should I respond? Amen. I should respond with gratitude, with praise and joy. Amen. We've got too many hurting Christians. Amen. That don't know how to praise him through your circumstance. Amen. You might be going through something, but you can say, as Paul said, in these light afflictions. Now, I don't know if you know what Paul went through. It's hard to say light affliction. But if you know that God is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, you know that God's going to bring you out more than a conqueror. Now, when I look at gratitude, amen, that simply said, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for what you've done. Amen. We preach that you ought to be grateful for what God has done for you. Amen. He specifically saved you. Amen. Do you not know that there are over 7 billion people on this people planet? But if there had only been one, amen, Christ still would have come to save that one. Amen. But I'm glad that he came to save us all. Now, one of the things that I preach to you is that you got to believe what he has done. You got to accept what he has done. You have to appropriate it to your life. And then you ought to have joy in the midst of all that's going on. There ought to be joy in your life. Amen. And then when I think about the joy, it ought to manifest praise. Amen. Amen. I was so taken away this morning as we were praising the Lord. It just, you know, your foot starts patting and your hands want to go up and start clapping. Amen. When God is moving in the house. Amen. Some folk can come and sit there placidly, amen, and said, I will not be moved. But when God is moving in the house, amen, you know he's done something for you. You get a bad case of the I can't help it. Amen. You want to move your hands and you want to say hallelujah. You want to say thank you, Lord. But then what we preach, when we preach for results, we preach deliverance. Amen. Amen. God. Now, you can be saved and still need to be delivered. Oh, somebody not hearing me. Amen. Job 36:15. Amen. He, God, delivered the poor in his afflictions. God knows how to take you out of your present circumstance and move you into where you ought to be. But not only that, in Psalm 18:48. The Lord delivers me from mine enemies. But more than that, he also delivers you from your inner me. Amen. That's the fella we got to watch. Amen. Your inner me. That's the one get you in trouble. Amen. We worried about the E-N-E-M-I-I-E-S. And we need to worry about the I-N-N-E-R me. Amen, the inner me. But I'm glad that God delivers me from me. Amen, he lets me know that all is well. In spite of what might be going on in the world, I can trust him. So we preach the gospel that provides salvation. It will help you build your faith. Amen, we preach for results the deliverance that God provides for you. Amen, amen. In Proverbs 10:2, the treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. Amen. When you just start living right, it makes your life so much better. I wish I had somebody here. Amen. We worry sometimes because we live right and folk do something to you. Amen. Don't worry about that. God is still in control. Amen. God sees and he knows how, amen, to provide a just recompense. Amen. Amen. The Lord said, if somebody despitefully use you, don't fight back. Pray for them. When we learn how to pray for our enemy, amen, God starts us in that delivering process. When I look at the text today, I can hear the Lord saying to us through the writings of the apostle. Listen what he said, because verse number 14, amen, tells us, Paul said, I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius. Now, one of the things that amazed me when I read this text is I look at the mind of Paul. Amen. I look at the brilliance of Paul. For he begins by telling folk, amen, now I say This is verse 12, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. And then he goes on to ask, is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? And then he goes on and talk about baptizing. And I love it because in verse number 15, he says, lest any should say that I had baptized in my own name. And then in verse 16, he says, and I baptized also. All of a sudden, he has this aha moment. It comes in. Oh, yeah, I baptized some others, too. Amen. But that's because you're not really counting your work. You just do the work. Amen. See, some of us are keeping record of everything that we do. Lord, I did this. And Lord, I did that. But can I tell you something? There is not a sparrow, amen, that falls to the ground that the Lord does not know about it. So we don't have to remind the Lord of what we've done. He already knows everything that we have done. But then he goes on to point out, if you'll notice in verse 16, I baptize also the household of Stephanas. And then he says, beside, I don't know whether I baptize any other or not. But then he shifts and said, that's really not why I'm here anyway. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach. And when I understand my calling, amen, and preachers, you have to understand your calling. You were called to preach. You're not called to be an entertainer. Amen. You're not called to make the world, amen, fit somebody's way of thinking. Amen. You preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and you let the chips fall where they may. Amen. It's Christ and Him crucified is the basis for our salvation. Amen. You can't buy your way in. You can't be good enough to get in. You have to accept what Christ has already done for you. And amen. And Christ died on the cross for each one of us. So what shall I preach? Amen. I'm not going to tell you about how to get $1 million. I'm going to tell you how to get your soul saved. Amen. When a man comes to the Lord Jesus, Jesus will in no wise cast them out. Can I get a witness? Amen. But see, the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Amen. Amen. They don't want to hear all of that. They want to hear Creflo tell you about a dollar. Well, let me tell you, amen, amen. Let me tell you that you might not have two dimes to rub together, but if Christ is in your life, Christ will take care of everything you need. He is the God of all provisions. That's why He is Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides. Too oft times we're worried about how much money we're going to make. Let me tell you how much you're going to leave here. All of it. Amen. You're worried about. I got to put up some for some rainy days. Amen. You might not know it, but it's storming right now. Amen. And I'm not talking about the outside there. When I understand that God makes it possible that we who believe in Him, He will provide for us. But then I want you to take note that Christ destroys the wisdom of this world. Amen. There are those who like to believe that the world and all of its logic can figure things out. There are some things you will never figure out. Amen. I don't care how many supercomputers you have. You can't Google it. Amen. You have to know that some things you accept by faith. I believe that God sent His only Son, and that we preach to you. I believe that that Son came and gave His life. This we preach to you. I tell you that all men are born in sin, shapen in iniquity, and have need of a Savior. I wish I had somebody. I preach to you that Christ is that Savior. Amen. He is the one who came and shedded His blood on Calvary's hill. Amen. Amen. And because He shed His blood, amen, there is remission of sin. Oh, I wish I had somebody that understood the very fact that that Christ died that we would have life. Amen, amen. We preach him who died that we might live. That life is found in him. Amen. John 10:10. The thief cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you will have life, and that life more abundantly. I want you to know, and we preach that the abundant life is not having all stocks and bonds. But the abundant life is to know that your name is in the Lamb's book of life. That when this life is over, you don't have to wonder where you're going. You know of a certainty, amen, that God is going to come and take you to be with him. You know, and I like to preach the fact, that he shows us that, and we look at some realistic examples that he uses in the Bible. The Bible tells us that there was a poor beggar. A poor beggar. Amen. That someone laid at the rich man's gate. Amen. And he laid there, amen, desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. And the Bible said that the dogs came and gave him as much comfort as they could. And the rich man let him lay there and live as long as he could on crumbs. Do you not know that too many of us are trying to take care of the church on crumbs? We're trying to take care of raising our families on the crumbs of discipline. Amen. But I want you to know nothing will last long on crumbs. Amen. And the Bible said that this poor beggar Lazarus died. Amen. But what I want you to see is he was so valuable in the eyes of the Lord that he dared not let human hands touch him. And so he appointed to him heavenly pallbearers. Somebody not seeing this? Amen. And so the pallbearer said, where shall we bury him? And the message was given, take him and bury him in Abraham's bosom. What I'm trying to get you to see is when you come to the Lord, you become so valuable that the Lord will take care of you in every aspect. Whether living or dead, the Lord will take care of you. So we preach for results. We preach salvation. We preach faith. We preach deliverance. We preach living day by day. But most of all, we preach the gospel message. Somebody said, what is the gospel message? I'm glad you asked. The Bible says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. But it's more than that to the story. Have I got a witness? For the Bible said that not only was he born and wrapped in swaddling clothes, the one who created all of this, amen, had not the place to lay his head. And so the Bible said that he was placed in a manger. Have I got a witness? And then the Bible said that not only was he placed in a manger, but he didn't stay in a manger. Some of us, we like to always see him as the baby Jesus. Can I tell you, get that out of your mind. See him as the mighty God, the sovereign ruler of the universe, the one who's going to come back and judge the earth and all of its people. And the Bible said, Brother Peter said, he went about doing good. He gave sight to the blind and he opened up deaf ears, cut away stammering tongues and loved everyone he met. The Bible said that he was a compassionate Savior. He represented compassion when he put a cross on his shoulder, went up a hill called Golgotha. They nailed his hands and riveted his feet. What do we preach? We preach him crucified. The Bible said when they nailed his hands and he never said a murmuring word. They put rivets in his feet and then they lifted him high. But see, that was the mistake that they made. For he had said, and I, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. They lifted him up, and the Bible said that the creator of all this universe hung his head in the lots of his shoulder and said, it is finished. I want you to know that he wasn't finished, but it was finished. The plan of God, the plan of salvation is now finished. Hallelujah. But I want you to know that it's finished, but it's not complete. He died for our sins, but he got up for our justification. You see, that's a twofer, and you can't get one without the other. When he died, he opened up the way to salvation. But when he got up, he made it possible that it is that we never sinned. We're justified in the sight of God. We preach that we are priests and we are kings in the kingdom of God. We have access to God through our prayers. I don't have to go see the priest. I don't have to give three Hail Marys. I can go to God and tell him, somebody said, in secret prayer. But I don't know about you, but when I go to the Lord will never tell anybody else about what we talked about. When I get on the line with the Lord, it's a straight line. I wish I had somebody here that knows what I'm talking about. For you see, there are some of us that understand a party line. When you had a party line, somebody could pick up their line and listen at your conversation. I'm glad that I don't have a party line. When I talk to the Lord, I can tell the Lord what's going on in my life, and nobody else has to know about it. Can I get a witness here? Hallelujah. I can tell him all about my weaknesses, and I can thank him for what he's already done to take care of those weaknesses. I want you to know that we preach for results, that men's lives were made better. But when folk come to church, go ahead and preach, Pastor. When they come to church, they're not looking as they're bored, but they can appreciate what God has done for them. You know, some of us, we come to church like we've been drugged to church. But I'm so glad that I can hear the psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I don't know whether you have joy or not, but when you come in the Lord's house, the joy bells ought to ring. The hallelujahs ought to ring out. Somebody ought to know that when I come to Jesus, everything is all right. I heard somebody say, thank you, Holy Ghost. Just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. I can come to the house of God, have a little talk with the Lord. I can meet with my brothers and sisters. Don't you know there's a joy in the brethren coming together? But oh, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment that begins on the head and run down on beard, even down to his shoe tops. When I understand that we come together to glorify our God,
Hallelujah, but a hallelujah can begin over here, but and it'll jump to here, but and then it goes over here, but somebody that's feeling down and out, but a Holy Ghost will make you sit up straight. Thank you, Jesus, will cause you to clap your hands. I love the Lord, will make everything all right. My question to you is, do you know Him? Have you tried Him? Have He delivered you from anything in this life? I can testify He delivered me from a whole lot of things. He made everything all right. But I want to tell you this as I come to a close. The thing that He done for me most of all is He's gone away to prepare a place for me. And after He prepares the place, He's coming back to receive me unto Himself, that where He is, there I may be also. Somebody looks at me and said, what are you talking about? Well, let me drop a P.S. on you. None of us will get out of this life alive. Are you thinking with me? The only way to get to heaven, you got to go to sleep here. But I'm so glad that if I go to sleep here, I'll wake up on the other side. He's all right. He's all right. We preach for results. We want folk to know that dying is not the end. There is another life. Can't you hear Paul saying? And we know if my earthly house of this tabernacle is dissolved, I've got another house. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It is eternal in the heavens. We preach. Keep on living. Keep on doing right. One of these old days, the big boss man is going to come back and receive us unto Himself. We preach. It does not matter how long you worked in the vineyard. Can I go ahead and tell you? The Bible tells us there was a vine dresser. He walked in the marketplace and he saw men standing idle. And he asked them, why stand ye idle all the day? And they said, because no one hired us. He started early in the morning. Hired workers went back at noonday. There were still some workers standing around. He told them, go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, I'll pay you. And then at the 11th hour, oh hallelujah, he walked through the marketplace, and there were still some workers that were standing by, and he told them, go also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I'll pay you. And then I want to close with this. The payday came. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And the Bible said that He started with those that were hired at the 11th hour. He paid them. And then He got to those that had been there all day. Some had came at the 3rd hour. Lord have mercy. They looked at their pay, and it was the same as those that had started at the 11th hour. And they began to get upset in their thinking. You didn't pay us enough. But He told them, don't you say that. I'm fair to you. We agreed on this. What are you saying, Amos? Whether you've been a Christian all your life, or you might have stepped in on yesterday. Hallelujah. God has something for you. Just like the one who's been in the church all their life, you can't claim hallelujah seniority. There's no seniority in the Lord's house. All of us will get paid the same. Have I got a witness here? But I gotta tell you this. Y'all gotta excuse me, but I gotta tell you this. The pay is the same, but the rewards are different. That's why I work while I'm here. Can't you hear Him saying, I must work the works of Him that sent me? You see, Some of us will work harder than others. I'm paid. I have eternal life. But I want you to know there also are rewards. I can be saved and get no reward. How come no reward? Well, number one, I was at home when I ought to been at church. I was at home. Well, let me make it this way. I was at the juice box. For some of you, y'all know it's Minute Maid. That's the juice box. I was at the juice box when I ought to been in church, when I ought to been compassionate, when I was trying to help somebody. I was watching. I was watching the three C's. Have I got a witness here? But I want you to know, I'm almost done. I want you to know that the God that we serve says, just be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A crown of life that fadeth not away. I don't know about you, but if you act right, talk right, walk right, live right, God says you are accepted with me. Thank you, Holy Ghost. As I close, there might be one that need to come to the Lord. We preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified, that all I need to do is believe in His finished work. Somebody said, well, I haven't felt anything. It's not feeling, it's accepting. I accept what God has done. He loved me, gave His Son. If you're here, if you're here, would you come? How do we come? By letter, Christian Experience, or as a candidate for baptism? We believe God. Don't have to have any magical experiences. Just believe that God is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
That's right.
Believe.